Well, amen. You're in good singing voice tonight. I've enjoyed those pieces. Lots of testimony pieces in there tonight that the saved person can rejoice in their salvation, and we can say and praise the Lord that He dwells in each of our hearts, those of us who know Him as Saviour. We're turning in our Bibles this evening, please, to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes, if you open your Bible, in the middle you'll find the Psalms. And then you go two books forward and you'll find the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, please. And we're going to read the first 17 verses of the chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I would like to speak to you this evening under the title, An ABC Lesson on Time. An ABC Lesson on Time. Ecclesiastes in the chapter 3, please. And the verse 1. And this is the word of the Lord, and it reads, To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboureth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labour, it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. And we trust the Lord will bless the reading of His Word to each of our hearts this evening. An ABC lesson on time. I want to read just the first couple of verses again to you that we've read. It says, To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die. Maybe as we read these words this evening, you might recognize them. These verses are often quoted at funerals, and they're very poetic. And yet these verses are still relevant today. They were penned over 3,000 years ago, yet they're very true even in our lives this evening. Many believe that these are the words of King Solomon at the end of his life. It was a sermon by the king about living your life from an eternal perspective. You could be sat listening this evening and you could have great knowledge. In fact, you could have great wisdom in the world's eyes, but you could still live your life in a foolish manner. You see, when you read the story of King Solomon, he was a man who had great earthly wisdom, but he lacked godly wisdom. He was a man that even though he was so wise, he struggled with the temptations of the world, and he got very far from God. But what is interesting is that many believe that the book of Ecclesiastes, where we have read from this evening, was written as a sermon of repentance by an older Solomon after making all of these mistakes. What we find in this book in the Bible is that Solomon, he now regrets that he was swallowed into the world and its temptations, and he now nears the end of his life, and he looks back. He looks back at all the sinful things that he seemed to enjoy for a season, or all these things that seemed to be great at the time, but it's all vanity. And as he opens his sermon in the first chapter in verses 1 and 2, he says, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king of Jerusalem, he says, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What's he saying? He's saying the things that he indulged in this life, they're useless, they're futile when it comes to considering God's eternity. The things that matter so much to us today will not concern us when it comes to eternity. And having discovered the uselessness and hopelessness of making mistakes in this world, Solomon now preaches his sermon, hoping that his listeners, that's you, that's me, hoping that his listeners might hear what he has to say and change the way that they live their lives. In his sermon, he encourages us to examine our lives, the way we're living them right now. And then he wants us to live with eternity in view. He says, don't waste your life. Don't waste your life living for the pleasures of this world. What is important is only that that is of eternal value. And that's our relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. When we arrive in chapter 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes, which we've read together this evening, in order to encourage us to live our lives from the perspective of eternity, Solomon reminds us that our lives are governed by time. And in particular, he gives us this ABC lesson on time. And the first thing he tells us about is an appointed time. An appointed time. The wee clicker's not working, so I'll rely on the boys at the back. They'll have to stay awake tonight. And an appointed time. An appointed time. Read verses 1 to 3. It says, to everything there's a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. A time to build up. And so the list goes on about all these times that happen in life. And the fact that we're governed by time should remind us that we're very unlike our Creator. God, He is infinite. We are finite. God is eternal, and we're bound by times and seasons. God, He's unchangeable, but we're constantly changing, and our circumstances are constantly changing. We are so unlike our Creator, because we're governed by the times and the seasons in our lives. And the lesson that Solomon is teaching here is so very true. And we need to just stop and think about it. Every minute of your day is governed by the clock. And every day of your week is governed by the calendar. And every year that passes by in your life is marked by the day of your birth. And in our lives, all these seasons, they happen between two times. These two times are appointed times. It's the day you were born and the day you will die. It's an appointed time. And all these other things listed between those two times in this chapter, you see Solomon, he speaks about building and planting and laughing and weeping and speaking and staying silent. And all these things that happen between those two occasions when you're born and when you die. And you know, you and I, we have to acknowledge that we're not in control of time. That we're not in control of our time on this earth, and we're not in control of when our time will be done. And we have to acknowledge that the commodity of time belongs to the sovereign of the universe, the creator of all things, and that's God Himself. We're not in control of our hopes and our plans and our dreams. Our time is not in our hands, our time is in God's hands. But you know, when we live our lives without God, when we make our plans and hopes and dreams as if there's no God, it's as if we're saying to the Creator of the universe, we have no need of you. our time belongs to us. And when we think like that, we live our life without thinking about eternity, and we don't prepare for eternity, and we have plans for ourselves and maybe for our children and maybe for our grandchildren. But when we make these plans without acknowledging or involving God, Solomon is saying that we're living our life without an eternal perspective, and that's dangerous. What happens when things don't go according to plan? What happens when your hopes are dashed? What happens when your dreams are shattered? What do we do when life takes an unexpected turn? What happens when what we wanted doesn't come to pass? What do we do when we're not living with this eternal perspective? What about when you lose your job? Or things aren't going well at work? Or illness creeps in? Or death comes to visit the family? What do we do when our lives are turned upside down and things all of a sudden become hopeless? Well, some say it can't be helped. Others will say, well, that's just the way it is. Some even turn against God and they shake their fist and they blame Him for all the bad things that happen in this life. And they say, where's God in my situation? How can God allow this to happen to me? Why do bad things happen to good people? But my unconverted friend this evening, the person who asked that question is not living life with an eternal perspective. Because Solomon has taught to remind us here that we are not in control of our times and our seasons. Our times are not in our hands. But when we look to the Lord and we trust in the Lord, you know what we discover? Those who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they discover that He knows all about our situation. In fact, that He is in our situation. And in our situation, He's doing all things well. You know, James, another writer in the Bible, he says this, your life is but a vapor that appeareth for a little while and vanishes. And he goes on, he speaks about when you're making plans, James says we should say, if the Lord wills. And James, he's agreeing with what Solomon is saying in this chapter this evening. He's saying that you, when you live your life from with an eternal perspective and you live your life in giving Lord control, we ought to just trust the Lord with all things. It's no wonder that Solomon says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. You know, the psalmist in Psalm 31, who was going through a tough time, he was able to say this, my times are in thy hands. The Lord knows what will happen in our lives because in all our times and seasons, they're appointed by Him. I want to tell you something though, my friend. The Bible tells us something else, and it tells us this. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There's an appointed time when you and I will leave this earth, and we'll end up in eternity. And the question that must be asked this evening is this, where will you spend eternity? You see, there's two destinations after we die, and if we live this life with no thought of God, we can't expect God to give us time when we arrive in eternity. You see, there's a heaven to gain tonight, and there's a hell to shun. Let me tell you something, hell is a very serious place. And hell is a word that has been watered down so much in these days. You know, when you had a terrible day, it wasn't like hell. It was nothing like hell. So many people use that word so flippantly in these days. Hell is a serious place. It's the place of eternal separation. It's the place where you'll be separated from the Lord forever. It's a horrible place. And the reason why this local church holds a service and preach the gospel every Sunday night is because they don't want you to go there. And Christ doesn't want you to go there because He gave His life for you. You know, your worst days, the worst things that happen to you in this life, it's nothing like hell. There'll be nothing compared to a lost eternity there. But you know, tonight we could think of another appointed time. The Bible tells us when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. You see, while we don't control, we have no control of our time here in this earth, we can decide our eternal destination. And the decision is urgent. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ at an appointed time, He came to this earth. And He went to the cross of Calvary and took the punishment for you and that you and I deserved. He was perfect. He never sinned. And He loves you. And He died on the cross for you. He took your place. And when the fullness of time had come, He went to the cross. And tonight He invites you to come, to bow the knee and turn away from the disappointments of this life, to turn away from the guilt of your sin and start afresh with Him tonight. He calls on you to bow the knee and confess that you're a sinner and to put your trust in the work of Christ at Calvary. Christ came at an appointed time to save you from a lost eternity in hell. There's an appointed time. But secondly, tonight I want you to note there's a beautiful time that we see in this passage. Read verse 9 with me. It says, "What profiteth he that worketh in that wherein he laboureth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it." And listen to these words, a beautiful time. "He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He hath set the world in their hearts." Some of our translations put that this way. They say, "Also, He hath set eternity in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." You know, the time that we are given on this earth by the Lord, it's a time that's meant to be enjoyed. Solomon described the time here as beautiful time. "He hath made everything beautiful in His time." Life was made to be enjoyed. But if it's truly to be enjoyed, God must have His rightful place. But so often these days, time seems to march on. We don't have enough time. We need time for family, and we need time for work, and we need time for the gym, and we need time for watching movies, for listening to music, for attending concerts, for going to football matches, rugby matches, and we don't seem to have a lot of time, and there's so much pressure, and we're all rushing around, and we're all in a hurry, and we're against the clock. And we're trying to get as much done before the day is through, and we're so busy, and we say we don't have time. But what are you busy with? Well, what are you actually busy doing? What is it that makes our time so precious? Solomon says time is so precious because God has put eternity in our hearts. Because we know one day our time in this earth will end. And we'll go to eternity. And Solomon tells us God has put eternity in our heart. And we know that we're going to be there one day. And our time is short. But instead we say we've no time for God. Room for pleasure, room for business. But for Christ the crucified, not a place that He can enter in the heart for which He died. It's often that we make our lives so busy with those things that God has given us, you know. Our food, our job, provision, a home, family. We make these things our idols. It means we leave no time for God, no time to think about eternity. There are so many who put off becoming a Christian because they say they don't have time for God. They don't have time for church. They don't have time for Christianity. They don't have time for the Lord Jesus. Well, I want to tell you something. God made time for you. You can spend all your time trying to gain all the riches in this world, And you could lose your own soul when it comes to eternity. That soul that the Lord Jesus Christ left heaven for to shed His blood so that He could buy you back. Let me tell you something. You mightn't have time for God, but God has time for you tonight. And mark the date in your calendar tonight, Sunday, the 3rd of July, 2022. Because when you arrive before God in eternity, at your appointed time, may it never be said that you weren't told that God loves you. May it never be said that you weren't told that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. You need to make time for the Lord this evening. This life is beautiful and it's filled with wonderful moments, but you must enjoy it with eternity in view, and you must enjoy it with Christ as your Saviour. Let me ask you, does your busy life not cause you to consider the most important thing? Where will I spend eternity? The eternal God sent the eternal Son to be the Saviour of the world, to purchase eternal redemption through His blood, so that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish in eternity, but have everlasting life. The Bible, it's a book about eternity. It tells us that God has put eternity in our heart, and that makes us restless until we have peace with Him. God has put eternity in our heart to help us see that He has made everything beautiful in His time. The story of redemption that you find in the Bible before us tonight, it's a beautiful story. It's a story about how you and I are sinners, that Christ died for us, that we might spend eternity in heaven with Him forever. It's the real beauty is that when we look at Him, we see His forgiveness, and we see the love that's found in the gospel message, this great news that we share, and we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, when He becomes that priority in our lives, we can give Him glory and praise, and that is the most beautiful way to live our life. To be able to sing with the psalmist in Psalm 27, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple." The God of eternity has done something beautiful in time in order to prepare sinners for eternity. And that's what Solomon is telling us here, right at the end of his life. He's giving us an ABC lesson in time. He says there's an appointed time. He says there's a beautiful time. But finally tonight, he says this is a crucial time. This is a crucial time. In verse 16, we read these words, "And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. God shall judge the righteous and the wicked." Solomon now draws our focus and our attention to the time of God's judgment. And God appointed the time when we were born, and God appointed the time that we will die, and Christ came into the world. And there's also a time when everything will be brought under judgment. And Solomon draws attention to God's appointed time for judgment. And today we can see in the world that there is much injustice and lies and wars and many problems, and there's evidence of sin wherever we look. If we're really honest with ourselves tonight, if we're really honest before the Lord, we can see evidence of sin in our own lives. But Solomon says, if there's a time for every matter under heaven, well then God has appointed a time for judgment. And today you may look around. You may think that God allows injustice to go on. Well, the Bible tells us that He withholds His wrath just for a season. It's only for a short time. Because God is long-suffering and He's not willing that any should perish. But one day His patience will run out. He'll not allow the injustice and lies and deceit and wickedness to go on forever. He'll not allow it to go on punished. He'll not allow it all to go on because there's an appointed time for judgment. That's what Solomon is telling us. He's telling us God will bring every deed under judgment. And every secret thing that you have in your heart tonight, dear unconverted friend, every secret thing, it's going to be brought out in the open in that day of judgment. It's an appointed time. No one knows when that day will come, but it's been appointed. We don't know when it will happen, but we know it will happen. And the Lord Jesus, when He was on this earth, He said these words. He says, "Be ye ready. Because in an hour ye think not, the Son of Man will come, and He will come to judge." And we can only be ready by trusting in the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sin. We can only be ready if we're living our lives from an eternal perspective. You know, sometimes in life we make appointments for different things. We make appointments for the doctors and the dentist and the hairdresser. And sometimes for one reason or another, you'll miss that appointment. One appointment that Solomon reminds us that we won't miss is our death. And he says in verse 20, all go on to one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. It's appointed unto man wants to die, after this the judgment. And if we won't miss our appointment with death, we won't miss our appointment with judgment. You don't need to wait, dear friend, for the day of your death to get right with God. For some of you who listen to it, you already know that your sin condemns you. You already know that your sin separates you from God. You already know the way of salvation. In fact, you could maybe even come up here and you could share the gospel yourself. But you haven't responded to the message. You haven't put your trust in Christ. Well, let me remind you that there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that's been opened that all may go in. At Calvary's cross is where you begin. When you come as a sinner to Jesus. My dear friend tonight, don't waste your life. Don't waste your time here in this earth. Don't fail to prepare for your appointment with death and with judgment. Christ has died that you can be free. Only trust Him now. Room and time. Now give to Jesus. Soon will pass God's day of grace. Soon your heart left cold and silent. And the Saviour's pleading stays. Room for Jesus, King of Glory. Hasten now His word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid Him enter while you may. That is our closing hymn this evening, and we're going to sing it now. Have you any room for Jesus, He who bore your load of sin? And dear friend, tonight maybe you are here and you don't know Christ as Saviour. I want you to listen to the words of this hymn and think very seriously about them. Maybe you listen in online. You're sitting in your home and you listen to the words as well. You can get saved right where you're sitting in your home. Maybe you sit in the pew tonight and you know your life's not right with Christ. Why not make it right just now? Why not ask Him to save you? Maybe you have more questions to ask. I'll be at the door. If you want to talk with me afterwards, I have no problem spending as much time as you need with you. But let me tell you, get your life right with Christ tonight. Because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. Because our time is not in our hands. It belongs to the Lord. We'll stand and sing and remain standing after we have sang together.